Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to my podcast. It's not personal. It's all love. Happy Mind and Body Transformation Tuesday. Hope everybody's doing great today. So y'all, I want to start today off with a story. Surprise, right? When the majority of my podcasts, I'll start off with a story. So I'm sure it's not a surprise to y'all. But anyways, y'all, so my wife has taught me over the years how to be the best fruit picker that you can be. Because today I went to the store. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to get a few things. And she's like, hey, grab a watermelon, grab some strawberries, and so on and so on. And so I'm picking the fruit, and that was one of the workers there. She saw me picking the fruit. So I get to the watermelon, and I knock on the watermelon, and she goes, keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Kind of like the Cheech and Chong, right? And so I just started just busting out laughing or whatever. And so I told her the whole story, like, hey, my wife is a firm believer that I'm not a good fruit picker. And so she has taught me over the years how to pick the best fruit there is. And so I started telling her, she told me to smell strawberries. If they smell sweet, they're good. If I knock on a watermelon, it sounds like no one is home. That means a watermelon is sweet. And so she started laughing or whatever, but she did agree. And so I tell that story, y'all, because it kind of relates to today's topic of going back into the mindset, because the mindset tells us particular things based on experiences and things that we've done in this world to get us to where we are today. So this is a perfect segue into today's topic. And today is actually volume two of the mindset, because last week, as I recap that podcast, was about going into the mindset. I talked about how you have to feed the mind positive affirmations and daily positive talk, because if you don't feed the mind daily, you definitely are going to get fed negativity. And also I talked about how the mindset is like a pinball machine. Way back in the day, we had the old school video games. It was a pinball machine. You put a little lever all the way back when the pinball was there, and then bam, it bounces off the next whatever it is it hits in the machine. And so I relate that to being like a vessel in the mind. But I said you pull a lever back and the pinball bounces off the weakest, off every vessel until it finds the weakest link in the brain. And so to pick up back off where we left at last week, going into today, the mindset value number two, I want to stay on that topic because it's a very important topic, because the mindset dictates everything that we do in today's world. It dictates how we live. It dictates the decision that we make and how we decide that we feel about ourselves and so on and so on. But to say the least, the mindset needs daily intervention, right? You have to feed the mind positivity every single day. Because if you do not feed the mind positivity, more than likely it's going to grab something negative out of the air that is not meant for it to grab. And so basically that is a daily task. And not only does it need to be daily, it has to be consistent. You can't feed the mind positivity Monday and Tuesday and then take Wednesday and Thursday off, because Wednesday and Thursday is definitely going to be a struggle for you. I know for me, myself, I wake up the same day, the same way every single day, Sunday through Saturday, right? I wake up, I listen to my positive influence, I praise Jesus. He's my spiritual counselor. And then I listen to something that's definitely going to get my morning kicked off. And then from there, my morning starts off positive. But if I don't do that, then my morning might start off negative. And so for those who have not even tried that practice, if you're not doing something positive, something definitely negative is going to take hold of your mind and your day might start off negative. Right. But what I want to say about the mindset is that in order for you to start making a change and start trying to figure out what's going on with your mind, why is it giving you negative thoughts, you got to understand your thought pattern. everybody's mind and brain have a particular specific thought pattern. And you have to ask yourself, why does it think that way? And usually it's from our past. Usually it's from our present. Maybe we're in a current scenario, situation right now where it's not good for us. Or maybe even it's even the future, right? And once you understand is your thought pattern from your past, your present, or your future, then you have to try to understand where's your self-talk come from. Because everybody's mind talk to them, we have a self-talk, right? And whether your self-talk is negative, whether it's resentment, abandonment, or whatever, everybody's mind does talk to them every single day. But you got to understand, where is that coming from? Is that coming from a past scenario? Is it coming from, like I said earlier, a scenario of an abandonment? Is it coming from a scenario where someone took advantage of your heart? They hurt you. They cheated on you. They broke your heart. Was it something from your childhood? And so once you start understanding where is your negative thought pattern coming from, then you can try to get a hold of it and try to stop those negative thoughts in their tracks, right? But in order for you to do that, once you figure it out, you need positive self-talk about the scenario, right? And you have to really, really, really be consistent and say, hey, this scenario I'm in now is just a season and it's going to get better because I'm going to do this or because I'm doing this. See, so that's the number one way that you start getting a hold of your mind is positive self-talk about your scenario. And then what type of positive self-talk are you talking about your future, about what you want in the future? What do you want to see? What goals do you want to achieve? This is what I'm going to do next. I'm going to go to school to get my PhD. I'm going to get a certification in being an AC technician. In Arizona, being an AC technician, you make big bank, I'm assuming, especially in the summertime, right? Everybody needs an AC technician in their life, right? And so, you know, it's just positive talk like that that's going to help you. You know, is your relationship going through a struggle right now? You know, are you telling yourself my relationship is going to get better? It can get better. And what things can you do to make your relationship better, right? What are you working on? Does your relationship need to go to counseling? Do you need to speak to like a pastor at the church? You know, what is positive self-talk that you can tell yourself about your current scenario you're in now to make it better? So you need positive talk about your scenario. And then you need positive talk about your future. If the job you're in is not good, you know, how can you make the job better? What can you do to better yourself and make sure that your future at that job is going to improve for yourself, right? So one thing about our mindset is our mindset, how we think will determine our lifestyle, you know? And in the last podcast, I mentioned that, you know, your lifestyle that you live based on your mindset even dictates your eating pattern. You know, are you making healthy decisions when it comes to eating? And if you're not making healthy decisions, why not? What's triggering you to eat unhealthy? What's triggering you to make bad decisions? What's triggering you to put a lot of excess carbs in your system that you really don't need, right? And so if your mindset is thinking positive, you will be able to figure out how to have a better and healthier lifestyle. But if you are not, then you trying to live a healthier lifestyle is definitely going to be a struggle for you. So those are a few things that our mind will need in order to start making a change. Okay. Our negative thoughts are driven by our insecurities, right? Whatever you're insecure about yourself, about your body, about the way you look, about the way you speak, about whatever it is that's carrying you to be insecure, that is how our negative thoughts are projected from. And so I would say for anyone that wants to make a change, start figuring out what are your insecurities coming from. Did you have a heartbreak? Was there some childhood trauma? What happened to you that make you think that negative about yourself or the scenario you're in? I know a big one for me, because I've been cheated on before, and I want to say everybody's probably been cheated on before that's been in a long-term relationship, right? And I might be wrong, but if I am, I am. But I would say in that scenario, once you've been cheated on, you look sometimes for the person, the new person you want to cheat on you the same way. You're looking for that same thing that happened before in the past to happen again in the future. So what happens? It dictates your relationship. And so you sabotage the relationship because you think at some point that person you with now somehow, some way, it's going to go bad, right? And so you look for them to cheat on you, and every sign of that may be something that you call out or maybe something that you think that can sabotage the relationship. So again, how you think will determine your lifestyle. So if you think positive, you have a positive outcome. If you think negative, the outcome is going to be negative. That's just really what it all comes down to. Give everybody the benefit of the doubt. Don't just think because one person hurt you, the next person is going to do the same thing, right? I had to learn that myself too, as well, that just because one person took advantage of my heart doesn't mean the next person will do the same thing. Our heartbreaks and our traumas, again, all combined with our negative thoughts from our insecurities, all these things, like I said, will impact how you think about the world and how you think about the life in yourself. And so if you came from a life of heartbreak, if you came from a heart of trauma, if you have not got over those things will continue to haunt you. And so we've got to get over those. And once we get over them, then hopefully our negative thoughts will start turning into positive thoughts. I know me, myself, y'all, I still struggle with negative thoughts, but where I'm better at now is I don't think about them all day long. If it's a negative thought, I'm like, nope, that's negative. Get out of my mind. Oh, nope, I'm not thinking that because that's just going to throw off my day. Get out of my mind. That's not even true, right? Because more than half the negative thoughts we think are not even true. And probably only 95%, 98% of them are true, right? And so you want to kick out negative thoughts, and you want to get rid of any, you do want to try to get over any heartbreak or any trauma that you have, right? Whatever the mindset takes in is what's going to come out of you, right? And that's why I go back to what I said about starting your morning off positive. Because if you start your morning off positive and you happy-go-lucky and you jolly, then more than likely you're going to have a jolly personality all day long and people are going to see that. But if your morning starts off negative, for example, you get in an argument with your significant other, your wife, your husband, before you go to work, everybody going to know it. Because that personality that you bring into work, that you're bringing in from the outside, is going to follow you into work. And everybody's going to be like, whoa, that person came in negative today. I'm not getting close to that. And believe me, it happens every single day, all day. And so, again, whatever you feed your mind is what's going to come out of your mind. We've got to get in a pattern of feeding our mind positivity. And that's really what it comes down to, y'all. You've got to find some coping strategy, some coping mechanism of how you're going to change your mind from negative to positive. Can it happen? Yes, you can definitely be a positive thinker. But again, back to what I said originally, it's going to be a daily intervention with consistently. That's how you get over that hurdle of how to change your mindset from thinking negative to positive. You want to be optimistic instead of pessimistic, okay? And I talked about that in my last podcast about optimistic and being pessimistic. And so if you didn't catch that, go check that episode. That was value number one about how the mindset works. That would be very valuable to you, okay? And so back to what I was saying, y'all, whatever you feed the mind is what's going to come out of that mind. And nothing against rap music. I like rap. I'm a big rap fan myself, but if you listen to rap all day long, first thing in the morning, and when you're getting ready for work, the first thing you're going to have on your mind is rap music. So when someone asks you a question in the morning at work, and you've been listening to Scarface all day long, Lil Wayne, your response is going to be Scarface and Lil Wayne. So if you want to respond to someone positive, make sure that you're taking in positive first thing in the morning, all right? So let's get a little bit into about research about the mindset. So per research, negative emotions can weaken the immune system from the flu vaccination. And it could. Let me just put a big parenthesis on that. It could. Okay. And so what that basically means is that you go to the doctor, you get the flu vaccination to avoid getting sick. But what this is saying is that if you have negative emotions, you think negative, you are a negative person, then chances are that flu vaccination might be weakened because the mind is always so negative. And where that comes from is that you're thinking, even though you got the flu shot, you're going to get the flu. You're thinking that every single day. Everybody you go around, you're trying to avoid getting the flu. So because you're trying so hard to avoid getting the flu, you're thinking negative about it, that you might get it. Chances are it's going to be a higher chance of you getting it because your mind has negative emotions about it, right? Now, again, y'all, parentheses around what I just said a minute ago does not mean that's going to happen. But if you think about something more, it could happen, right? I remember way back in the day when I was younger, I would call out to work and I would say, I don't feel good, so I'm not coming into work. Lord, I want to hang out and play Madden all day long with my boys. And sure enough, probably about 10 o'clock, I start feeling a little bit sick. It's because I said it. My mind is thinking it because I called in with that. And so now my mind is saying, hey, you said you felt sick. You feel sick, my brother. And so again, that goes back to if you think with negative emotions, it's more than likely or could be the case where you're weakening your immune system to any flu vaccination, COVID vaccination, whatever your vaccination is for, because you're thinking negative about it. All right. Research has also found that being optimistic could strengthen the body's immune system. So what that basically means is that if you're thinking more along the lines of being positive and you are positive about yourself, then chances are you might not get sick, or it may strengthen your body. The vaccination may strengthen your immune system so you don't end up getting sick. I know me, myself, and I think really, really positive about getting sick. I'm one of those guys who never really get sick, but when I do get sick, I am sick, you know, for a couple of days. But because I think more on the positive side, like, I'm not going to get sick. I never get sick. I don't hardly get sick. But if I was one of those guys who were like, oh my God, I always get sick. Every time someone come in sneezing, coughing, runny nose, I get whatever they got. And so if you think that way, you might feel that way and you might just project it upon yourself. You might actually feel sick and get sick. And so you want to think optimistic about, you know, when you're about life, about your immune system. Like I said earlier, I'm always like, hey, I never hardly get sick. And because I think that, I don't ever hardly get sick. Now, if you're a person with a weak immune system because you have some type of illness, that's a different story, you know. But there's still some things you can do to protect yourself so that your immune system can stay strong. Okay. Positive thinking is good for the health, right? If you think more positive, your body understands that you think more positive. Your body understands that you're not putting your mind through a bunch of unnecessary stress. And when you don't put your mind through a bunch of unnecessary stress, a bunch of negative emotions, then your body is able to fight off more illnesses that may come your way. Because positive thinking is really good for the mindset. Negative thinking is really, really bad for the mindset. I mean, if you think something is going to happen, I used to be a guy that would wake up in the morning, like I told you, I used to be a really, really negative individual, and I would look for stuff to happen all day long. Something tragic to myself, someone in my family, to a loved one, to a friend, a family member. I would wait to get a phone call to say, this happened to that person, and it would never happen. But because I thought that every single day, and put my mind in a fight or flight mode. And so every single day, I'm waiting on something bad to happen. And I just had a bunch of emotions behind it. And guess what? It never happened. So all I did was stress my mind out to the point to where I thought it was going to happen. And it never did. I had a lot of sleepless nights behind thinking negative. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I would just start thinking negative. Like, I'm going to get a call tomorrow morning of somebody passed away. I'm going to get a call tomorrow. Someone's in the hospital sick. I'm telling y'all, I will worry myself sick. And if you just like me and you got commonality where your mindset is negative, you can change that. You can change your mindset to think a lot better and to be a lot better. But you got to start working on being more positive and start feeding your body daily positivity every single day. My morning is such, y'all. Wake up first thing in the morning. First thing I do is I show gratitude to Jesus. He's my spiritual counselor. I tell him thank you. I listen to some gospel music to get me going, to get my faith up. And then after I listen to something motivating. And after I do that, I put a healthy meal in my body, like a protein shake, because a protein shake is positive. Healthy music, healthy nutrition, healthy mindset helps my day be healthy. It gives me positive thoughts, right? I live by this thing every single day now, and this is one way I was able to change my mind, is that my everyday mantra is that positive thoughts produce positive results. So even if something happened that's negative, I dig the positive out of it. And so because I dig the positive out of it, I'm not thinking negative now. I'm thinking it's going to be a great scenario no matter what happens. And even if it is bad, I'm gravitating toward the positive out of it. No, not every scenario is going to have positivity in it, but you can find your own inner positivity within it. You just got to dig a little bit deeper to go on and find it. And just because the situation that's not a good situation does not mean it's all negative. It could still be something that's positive, but our minds are trained to think of nothing but the worst. And so if something bad happens, don't ruminate on the negativity. Think about the positivity. And if you can't find nothing, just don't think negative. Just think about the scenario in a whole nother light, right? And bad things happen to people every single day. You're not the only one. Don't put yourself on a my life suck island by yourself, because there's thousands of people who have bad stuff happen to them every single day. It's not just you, but not everybody fixates on it, and not everyone gets stuck on it every single day. And that's really what it comes down to, y'all. And so the mindset is very, very important. Like I said earlier, it dictates the decisions we make. It dictates how we live our life. But if you start working on the mindset, you start trying to improve it and make it better, you'll see that you're going to start having that more happier and healthy lifestyle. But you've got to want that. You've got to focus on that. That has got to be something you do consistently. And if you're struggling with it, hit me up. Y'all, I have my health and wellness packages that I offer. I can meet with you once a week, figure out where your negative, help you figure out where your negative thoughts is coming from, help you figure out what's driving your thought pattern, and we can figure out a game plan from there, how to help your mindset improve, right? And so that's what I'm here for. I'm that type of coach that can help you with your mindset, that can train your mindset to think a lot better. Like I said, hit me up. I have health and wellness packages. If you're willing to take advantage of, we can definitely meet and talk through those. If you have questions, you can follow me on IG. You can reach me at James Watkins, that's W-A-T-K-I-N-S, at 40 and Fit Life Coach. And if you want to email me, that'd be great. I'll accept emails as well. You can email me at jewatki1@gmail.com, all lowercase. Now, if you follow me on IG, if you go and click on my transformation link, it'll walk you right through my Jot form. Fill that form out. Go ahead and put your first and last name, your email address, your best way of contact, and then what are you looking to transform? I got about 8 different options on there. Fill that out. It'll come right over to me, and I'll get back to you in 48 hours, y'all. And so that's how you get started on my health and wellness packages. Y'all, I'm going to pray for the mindset, and then I'm going to get us out of here, and then we're going to enjoy our Tuesday. Father God, we thank you for today. Father God, I pray that my listeners will have a positive outlook on life. Jesus, I pray that they will not be stricken with negativity, and I pray that they will be able to find a way to be positive and not allow the enemy to put them on the mindset of negativity. Jesus, your words say for us to put our anxieties, our fears, and our nervousness at your feet so that we can live a happy, healthy, and a stress-free, prosperous life through you, God. And let us remember those same exact words when we get in turmoil and we start to struggle, God, that we can leave our anxiety and fears at your feet for you to make us have a better day, God. We give you all the honor, we give you all the praises and all the glory, and ask you things in your son's precious name. And as I always say, y'all, practice self-care. And that's my two cents on y'all. Peace.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and I love y'all. Peace.